I've never made anything other than cornbread.
Are you used at making cornbread?
Oh, yes. Beat that clap up real good and put your baking powder and soda and egg in there, and it makes just as good as any other kind of meat for cornbread.
Well, do you ever make any kind of cheese or anything out of it? Or hear of it?
Out of the clabber? I've heard of it, but never have made any. I never owned a car.
What have you heard of making out of it?
Cream cheese out of the sour milk. I think that's what they make cream cheese out of. I presume. I really don't.
Well, what's the first thing they did with the milk after they milked the cow?
Strain it. They had cowed in and strain it. They had strainers. And they would strain the milk and then wash the strainer.
Well, did you ever make something like a fruit pie except maybe several layers thick, you know? With
cobbler? Yes, indeed.
How'd you do that?
You have to have your pastry. Now, when I had a big family, I had a pan like this. And
was
I'd make...
2 feet long?
Almost 2 feet long. And I would make that pastry. I'd make a lot of it. And roll it out and cover that pan with pastry. And then if I'm going to make a berry pie, we grew berries, I would make the, you know how to make the filling of berry pie? Put your sugar and a little salt and plenty of butter and maybe I like a little nutmeg in it. And let the berries cook.
What kind of berries?
Blackberries, dewberries.
Did you grow any of those red ones?
Yes, I did. I forget what they call them, but they pink. They were just almost kind of pink.
Well,
I didn't grow strawberries. I've never grown many strawberries.
Did you grow any of those little granulated little berries, almost black, dark red,
raspberries? No, I've never grown. They just don't grow around here too much. You can't even buy them around here.
Well, if somebody had a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food. Yes, he does.
Well, did you ever make like a sweet sauce, a sweet liquid, you know, like cream and sugar or milk and sugar and a little nutmeg and mix them together to pour over your cobbler or something?
No, I've never done that.
You ever heard of somebody doing that?
Mm-mm. No, I haven't.
What would you call
it? We just always use plenty of butter. When I make my cobbler, and I put the filling in, and then I put another layer of paste in strips. Just strip it across there. Then put some more filling, and then put a top on it, another top, either a solid top or strip it again. And then when it's done, you can cut it in blocks and serve it. And ice cream over it if you want to.
But that was good.
Yeah, it's good.
What do you call food that you eat between meals?
It's trash. snacks, usually. People that eat snacking.
And what do you do to your food?
You mean chew it or masticate it?
Well, you gotta chew it. You have to put it
in your mouth with a fork or a spoon.
So you're going to do what to your supper?
I'm going to eat my supper.
And you say, yesterday I
ate.
And I have already
eaten. Yeah.
What do you drink for breakfast?
For breakfast, I have instant coffee sometimes.
How do you make coffee?
Instant coffee, put a teaspoon of coffee in your cup and have you boiling water. And pour that on that boiling water and then add the sugar and cream. And you have a cup of coffee. But I tell you what I eat sometimes.